This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Acknowledging straight up that the tax code is a complicated beast and overhauling it will not in any way, shape, or form be easy. One very basic way to think of what the White House and Republicans in Congress are trying to do is like this. Get rid of tax deductions to help pay for lower tax rates for certain Americans and American businesses. The tax code is full of deductions, as you know, including one in particular known as the corporate interest deduction that a lot of companies hold especially dear. So, in our never-ending, although perhaps quixotic, quest to make the tax code more comprehensible, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the explainer.
Right now, if you are a business or corporation, you can deduct, come tax time, the interest you're paying on debt you have.
Supporters of the deduction will say that interest payments are an ordinary business expense, like buying postage stamps or paying for air conditioning costs.
Scott Greenberg is with the Tax Foundation. So if you can deduct the postage stamps or air conditioning, why not interest payments? So far, the government's been fine with this because whoever receives the interest payments from a business is paying taxes on that interest they're earning. Okay, fine. But what the government's also done there is create an incentive.
The corporate interest deduction makes it less expensive for companies to borrow.
Jarrett Seberg is financial policy analyst at Cowen & Co.
By making debt less expensive, it becomes more attractive.
So, no surprise, businesses borrow. Not just because they need to borrow, but they do it to get out of some amount of taxes.
The system now is biased in favor of debt.
Eric Toder is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. Now, some businesses are very clever about this tax break. Scott Greenberg.
If I am a multinational company with a foreign affiliate,
then, he says, I can borrow from myself, from my foreign affiliate.
My foreign affiliate isn't generally taxed in the United States.
Maybe my foreign affiliate is in some low-tax foreign country like Ireland. So not only do I get a tax break for borrowing from myself, even though I didn't need to borrow, but I save again on taxes because the interest income I'm earning from myself is taxed at some lower rate outside the U.S.
The interest income is potentially never subject to United States tax.
Does every company do this? No. But
this is, as far as we can tell, pretty common practice.
The idea of limiting the corporate interest deduction would close loopholes like this, but it would also just plain save the government money.
The intention is to raise revenue to help pay for other tax cuts.
Eric Toder with the Tax Policy Center. The government could rake in $1.5 trillion over a decade if the deduction were completely eliminated.
But I think there would be extreme political resistance to it.
Not just from multinational corporations using the corporate interest deduction as a loophole, but there are plenty of businesses for whom using it the right way is really important. Cowen's Jarrett Seberg.
Groups are going to fight hard. Auto dealers, which rely on debt to finance their inventory. You have farmers who borrow heavily for both the costs for planting as well as to buy land. They're going to lobby for an exemption. Banks, whose whole business is borrowing money in order to lend it out.
Seberg says given how precarious tax reform is, it's a fair question whether GOP leaders will want to confront this problem. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.